My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, so the Guardians fall yesterday 4-1 over Progressive Field, highlighted by Miles Straw getting picked off yesterday. All right, maybe not the big part of the game. Gavin Williams was out there yesterday. We talked a little bit about his performance heading to the break. Kenny said that Stephen Vogt thought, by and large, it was a decent enough performance. Well, let's hear from the man himself, manager of your Guardians, Stephen Vogt.
I thought Gavin threw the ball pretty well. You know, he made some good adjustments in between starts, and I thought he looked a lot smoother. He was in the zone a lot more. I thought Gavin threw the ball really well. A couple soft singles that kind of hurt him, but I couldn't have been more thrilled with the way he bounced back from his last two.
So he went five innings, and yeah, huge. It was a bounce back. I mean, that game in Los Angeles against the Dodgers was not a good one. He did strike out seven yesterday, also walked two, but was able to go five innings all in all, giving it to the bullpen with the team down. Now, Owen, you were at the game last night.
I was at the game last night.
Were you one of those booing Miles Straw when he got picked
off? I was trying to lead the boos. I yelled words like DFA.
You chanted DFA?
There was a lot of boos. Well, there's a reason why he wasn't on the roster come March. And I know they're down people. I know Stephen Kwan's out right now, and they had Angel Martinez in left field last night, so maybe that's a guy you would put in that situation if he's on the bench. But not very happy about the Miles Straw sighting and then also what happened on the second pitch.
Yeah, now the good news, obviously, is that yesterday the Royals did fall, so it wasn't like a catastrophic turn of events yesterday. But, you know, you're inching closer to the end here. The magic number dwindling. You want to take advantage while you can. Meanwhile, back to Gavin Williams here.
Well, I just wanted to mention, I heard you first segment say, you know, blades of grass stuff. We always just drew a line out in the dirt. That's where you lead off to, guys. It's not that hard, Miles.
Not that hard.
Probably need to get rid of him again.
Yeah. Any baseball dad knows. Not that
so
hard.
You don't think Figure it out. Varies? You don't think he had gotten so used to all the different minor league ballparks that he was fixated on
I'm
those?
Pretty sure, although the fences differ in every ballpark, the base paths.
I will
do not.
See you guys later because now I have to look out the dimensions of the International League ballparks. Thank you
Please
very
do.
Much.
It doesn't
so
matter.
It just becomes
it's
Lyman
90
Owen.
Feet and 90 feet.
Yeah,
and
but you
90
don't understand.
Feet and then that.
But how the grass is cut,
90 feet.
How the grass is cut, what angle is the grass cut to where there's dirt? That's what he's mentioning. You didn't hear him in the postgame,
did
you? Okay, you did.
I heard it all.
I want to make sure you know.
No.
Yeah, Owen. The field goal posts are the same regardless of the NFL football stadium.
That's right.
Nah.
The wind is different in every football stadium. I'll tell you what's not different. The distance back to first base, if you take a 10-foot lead in the International League or a 10-foot lead in the major leagues, it's 10 feet. It's always the same.
Let's look up Solin Field here in Buffalo, New York.
Yet, oddly enough, Owen, you'll go to a random NBA game and they have the ladders out there at halftime trying to tweak the position of the basketball hoop.
True.
I'm always amazed by that one.
Maybe somebody hit the bag too hard and it was just a hair off.
What
cost them.
And don't forget, they have cameras now for the bigger games. So who knows what that could do to the alignment of the bases.
Yes, of course.
The pictures are too wide. They're too big. I'm trying to see where the grass is cut at first base. I can't find it.
Meanwhile, Gavin Williams also spoke after his outing yesterday. You know, he hasn't officially registered a victory. Has not been in the win column now in 7 starts, but here's Gavin.
It's been difficult, especially coming off of last year. I mean, getting hurt too, it's kind of messed up a lot of things. I was in Arizona for a little bit, then came back here, so just trying to figure that stuff out.
What are we doing with Gavin Williams come playoff time, guys?
We're going to make him third in the rotation is what we're going to do.
You know, I do wonder.
Unless all of Alex Cobb's fingies are ready to go.
Well, that's part of the issue, obviously, is you have this Cobb situation, which is developing. It's the second time, you know, he's had to leave because of what? He had the blister, the fingernail.
Yeah, the nail and then the blister, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously we started out that conversation at the end of last segment saying Bibee is going to be your go-to. You have this dynamic bullpen. You know, what are you going to be asking for Gavin Williams in a pivotal playoff game, especially if it's on the road? You know, if you have home field, we're talking about the ALDS, and you go on the road, are you going with Tanner in game three? Are you going with Gavin Williams game three on the road? And what is the leash? See, I think these are the things that fans are starting to think about.
What do you mean the leash? Like 3 innings? I can't go innings. I got to go by the situation.
Well, just because you're, you know, almost in the same vein of using an opener, trying to.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Trying to piece together to get to that dominant bullpen and hoping you have a good night. Depending on if things went well, you know, with your starters before. I think there are going to be a lot of considerations here where if Tito was the manager, I think you might be a little more confident just because he's been there, done that. I think it's anybody's guess how that would work with Vogt in a playoff game right now.
It does.
And it might change. Might change 2 weeks from now from what you would do today.
Okay. It does look to me like the Gwinnett Stripers. The Gwinnett Stripers. It looks like their infield might be cut a little bit rounded.
See? And that's what Miles Straw is paying attention
but
to.
But they have not played in Gwinnett all year. They have they played him in August. So maybe he was thrown off by the Couray Field infield. I'm looking for anything because it's such a silly answer.
There's only one direction to look for Miles Straw.
The AAA. Yeah. It's off this team. That's
back
the direction.
On the bus.
Blades,
I think it's back the way
Greyhound.
You came. Yeah. Get out of here.
All right. Like I said, the Royals did lose yesterday, so no harm, no foul there. All right. Big news in the NFL, a former fan favorite, Northeast Ohio native, Kareem Hunt, is joining forces with his old team. And it was 2017 that he burst onto the scene with Kansas City. Was that the year, Kenny, you remember these games better than I do. That the year that Patrick Mahomes first came into
No, it was 2018.
Okay, it was the next year, 2018.
I think that was Hugh Jackson's. Was that Hugh Jackson's last game?
No,
or was the Chargers
was
game Hugh Jackson's
already.
Last game?
It was Kareem Hunt's last game as a Chief.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
That's the last time that he played for the Chiefs was when they came here.
I remember that game. The only thing I remember from that game is, holy cow, do they have a lot more speed than we did. I didn't know, obviously, Kansas City was going to become the Kansas City that became, but that was a long time ago. And it's pretty impressive here that Kareem Hunt has been able to latch on to teams, granted teams he's been familiar with these last few years. Do you think he will be a factor? I should defer this one to Owen, a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Yeah, I mean, they have Samaje Perine was their backup right now, who had been in, you know, Cincinnati, I think, last. But 6 to 8 weeks for Pacheco, they're probably going to have to bring in Kareem Hunt at some point. Kareem Hunt's a lot more like Isaiah Pacheco than Samaje Perine is. Neither one of them's as good of an option as him, but
I was amazed. The calls we were getting, I know it was the everything, we were losing our minds after the opener against the Cowboys, but we did get a call about Kareem Hunt.
Got a couple,
because the running game just wasn't good. But, I mean, Kareem Hunt at this stage, I mean, he's just a short yardage and goal line back.
Who would you
I mean,
rather maybe have, Kareem or the Dante Foreman that you saw last week?
Right. It's a good point. Yeah, Foreman was very impressive.
He was fired after the Steelers game on October 29th. The Steelers game was on the 28th. There you go. I don't know why I'm going back to that history. Yeah,
Hugh
Lord
Jackson,
Almighty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's good. We got
when,
that.
When
Hugh
he's
Jackson
not across the table from me, it throws me off. Go ahead.
All right. Quickly, the Dolphins placing Tua on the injured list after he suffered another concussion. So he is on the IR. He must remain on the IR for at least 4 games. No timetable for how long he could be there as he focuses on his return. Everybody around the NFL weighing in on this. And I thought this was really interesting. Didn't have a chance to get to this yesterday. But it's very rare that you would hear NFL coaches weighing in on the health of other players around the league. But that is what Raiders coach Antonio Pierce did recently.
I'll be honest, I'll just tell him to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth to play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him 3 times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get to a help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer and he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
All right, that's it for about last night. But, Kenny, so rare. You never hear one coach in the NFL talk about a player like that.
Really? Because they're not really supposed to. Aren't they? Like, isn't that like a form? Like, you're not supposed to really talk about other players.
But, I mean, if you're asked,
I mean, you can say like complimentary things. And I guess he's saying complimentary things on the terms of just like hoping the best for him. But
I mean, can you imagine?
It's a very gray line.
Can you imagine, knock on wood, obviously, if Denzel Ward gets another one and you have a coach out there in the NFL saying, oh, he's got to retire? Like, what, really? Our lockdown, top of the line, shutdown corner has to step away because what, another coach says so? I imagine in Miami they are furious right now with Antonio Pierce.
Probably. People in the front office probably are. I bet they want this conversation to it can't go away because you have 4 weeks off because of the IR, but I think they don't want this conversation being held publicly by other teams or pressuring their major investment to step away from the game. It's up to him whether or not to step away from the game. I mean, they won't want to admit that, but that's the truth of the matter. And that's it for about last night. Outstanding as always, Tone.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.